SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar, tunawisma di kalangan remaja terus meningkat karena semakin banyak generasi muda yang terdampak dari krisis sewa rumah secara nasional. Para duta pemuda mengajukan permohonan pendanaan pemerintah untuk lobi pemuda yang merupakan gabungan antara layanan perumahan sosial dan tunawisma yang membantu kaum muda fokus pada pendidikan dibandingkan dengan tempat tinggal mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ruth McHugh Dillon dan Alexandra Jones untuk SBS News. Setelah besar di panti asuhan dan menghadapi tunawisma pada usia 19 tahun, menemukan akomodasi yang stabil telah mengubah hidup Alex Lipman.
It gives us independence and that sustainable housing. For myself, that sustainable housing has led on to a career path in IT and also working for different skills like buying a motorcycle, buying a car, you know, and getting ready to go out, right? These 2 years have built up a private rental kind of space.
Alex Lipman sekarang berusia 20 tahun dan bekerja sebagai advokat pemuda. Ia pernah berada di Canberra, berkampanye bersama duta muda lainnya untuk perluasan program Foyer Foundation yang mengubah hidupnya. Rekan advokatnya seperti Tirah Chen Hampton juga mempunyai pengalaman serupa.
I had a lived experience in the out-of-home care sector, which forced me and my family to experience homelessness. I then later in life also found myself experiencing unstable housing and I was studying at my university degree.
Sementara itu, duta pemuda Brea Dorset mendapati dirinya berselancar di sofa selama studi VCE tahun terakhir di sekolah di Victoria.
So it was already quite a challenging year. 2 months into couch surfing, I found myself at the doors of the Foyer Foundation, and that was the wraparound support service that really helped me to finish my Year 12 VCE studies and, yeah, move into university and take control of my life.
Para kaula muda di bawah 25 tahun mewakili lebih dari sepertiga tunawisma di Australia. Setelah mengakses layanan, hampir setengahnya masih berada dalam situasi kehidupan yang tidak aman. Kate Colvin adalah kepala eksekutif dari Tunawisma Australia.
When we're talking about youth homelessness, what we really mean is children and young people who come to homeless services without a parent or guardian. So we're talking about young people 15 to 24 and particularly teenagers who flee home are often doing so because of violence in the home. Or perhaps they've come out as gay or trans and they've been rejected by their family and have left for that reason or neglect in the homes.
Para pendukung mengatakan tempat penampungan dan akomodasi krisis tidak memberikan keamanan yang dibutuhkan oleh generasi muda. Jadi sekarang sekelompok organisasi masyarakat bersama dengan para duta pemuda meminta pendanaan federal dalam anggaran bulan Mei mendatang. Mereka menginginkan bantuan untuk memperluas program serambi dan membangun 10 gedung baru dengan 40 unit bagi kaum muda untuk mengakses perumahan yang aman, dukungan pendidikan dan kesempatan kerja. Amy Cavalero adalah manajer dari Foyer Center.
Young people have the opportunity to stay between 18 months and 2 years, which I think creates some stability and real opportunity and a safe space for young people to stop, breathe, set really intentional goals about where they want to go in the future.
Alex Lipman setuju dengan hal tersebut.
We have that midterm housing, it's for 2 years, and 2 years is very big in for a youth person. You know, maybe they get two-thirds of a degree done, or they're building up in their job aspirations as well. So this aspect of having your job, your education, your employment all in one with the youth development coaches helping you out really builds a young person to go out there and have confidence to get maybe a new private housing or, you know, a job, you know, higher up than what they already are.
80% penghuni foyer center kemudian menetap di perumahan yang stabil dan lebih dari 2/3 mendapatkan pekerjaan. Kepala Eksekutif Foyer Foundation, Liz Cameron Smith, mengatakan investasi ini juga baik bagi pemerintah.
Because we know that for every dollar invested in a youth foyer, it delivers a $6 return. So it's actually a cost-effective solution that should be one part of the government's response to youth homelessness in Australia.
CEO dari Tunawisma Australia, Kate Colvin, memberikan pandangannya.
Now, youth foyers are an important housing model because they provide young people with support around their education as well as support around other issues and provide a safe living environment for them. So one of the issues when young people flee a violent home or end up in a situation where they're homeless is that sticking with education can be really difficult because they don't have those family supports that other young people have.
Dalam sebuah pernyataan, Menteri Tunawisma Julie Collins mengatakan pemerintah telah berkomitmen untuk melanjutkan investasi pada remaja tunawisma. Ia mengatakan telah dijanjikan $91.7 million selama 3 tahun mendatang. Alex Lipman berharap ini dapat membawa perubahan besar bagi orang lain yang memiliki pengalaman serupa.
Youth especially, especially disadvantaged youth, there's not a lot of housing options. When you go in the private market and there's only about one, less than 1% available, you're versing everyone. And as we are still going through, we're still doing uni, we're still working part-time, there's not enough maybe money to really go into that market. So having FOIA built in that as a social housing, affordable housing, it really helps the youth that are coming through that are disadvantaged to really get an opportunity to gain that rental experience, then to get out when they're 21 or maybe 22, 23, and then they're, oh, sweet, I can go into the private market and I have 2 years' worth of experience in my hand for that.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang tunawisma remaja yang disusun oleh Ruth McHugh Dillon dan Alexandra Jones untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.